you're a big fan of the Bible. That's your right. But 4 in 10 Americans don't believe what you do. You love Jesus, but I don't. Don't shove your Messiah down my throat until they come and take me away. At prisons and camp, I will say, stop Christian nationalism. Your preaching turns me off. Your God is a creep. I don't want your prayer. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism.
Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. We have real problems, serious problems, in the United States of America under the authority of Donald Trump. But what are our government leaders actually doing? A political newsletter from Iowa called The Bleeding Heartland broke this story about what they're actually up to behind closed doors. Jewish Iowa State Legislator Eleanor Levin observed that a Christian nationalist document called The Political Leaders' Weekly Bible Study had been distributed to all members of the Iowa State Legislature, and this was done by fellow legislator Brett Barker. Brett Barker, when asked about the document by Bleeding Heartland writer Laura Bellin, claimed that he had distributed it without bothering to read it first, sending out a document without even knowing what it said. Whether or not that is the case, the spread of this document is quite alarming, because it appears to not only have been distributed in the Iowa State Legislature, but throughout government organizations across the country, in state legislatures, in governor's offices, and at top levels of the Trump administration. This document was just one of an ongoing series of weekly newsletters that aim to define an official Republican-approved version of Christianity as the religion of the government. These newsletters are produced by a Christian nationalist organization called Capital Ministries, an organization founded by Christian nationalist Ralph Drollinger, that is also conducting religious indoctrination in-person sessions in the United States Congress and in the White House, designed to ensure that America's political leaders are in line with the group's hardline ideology. In Donald Trump's cabinet, Capital Ministries Bible indoctrination sessions are being organized by Russell Vogt, who is White House Director of Management and Budget, and one of the primary architects of Project 2025, that thing that they promised you was not at all going to be associated with Donald Trump. Another sponsor within Donald Trump's cabinet of this Christian nationalist indoctrination program is Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. The Political Leaders Weekly Bible Study newsletter is not a marginal player in Republican Party politics. It has been integrated into the operation of government at both the state and federal level. The March 17 copy of the newsletter that was brought to the attention of Eleanor Levin lists 12 state governors as its sponsors, along with 15 U.S. senators and 26 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. And among these sponsors is Senator John Thune. John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader. Capital Ministries is willing to accept the sponsorship of a few female senators and state governors, Joni Ernst, for example, but it refuses to allow women to lead its religious indoctrination sessions because this organization declares that women must be subjugated to the will of men and that Americans cannot be allowed to control their own sexual identities. That is the kind of ideology they're teaching. It's not just a generic faith in Jesus Christ or saying that you ought to read the Bible every now and then or go to church. This is a very specific and very extreme ideology of Christian nationalism. And what's more, this copy of the newsletter that has become available to people, the Political Leaders Weekly Bible Study Newsletter, instructs government officials that non-Christian Americans are evil, that non-Christian Americans are the minions of Satan. 40% of Americans are non-Christian. I'm going to play for you right now an audio recording of some of what the newsletter distributed by Brett Barker, this Political Leaders Weekly Bible Study newsletter, actually has to say.
Satan is having a heyday with America at present. The schemes of the devil, we will see, are spiritual in nature, but are manifest on earth through his pawns, non-believers. Notice in this regard Ephesians 6:12, which further elaborates on this perspectile truth. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Understanding this foundational biblical truth is fundamental to spiritual maturity, my friend. This passage is a mainstay in the study of the doctrine of demons, a.k.a. demonology. It is Satan who is the one now working in the sons of disobedience. What Paul teaches us here in this earlier passage from the Ephesian epistle is that all unbelievers are under the control of Satan. Further, 2 Timothy 2:26 states that unbelievers are held captive by him to do his will. They are his minions. Evangelizing your elected and appointed colleagues is of the utmost importance to victory in and over the matters that currently divide. Unbelievers are used by Satan as his agents, especially to lash out at believers in the most vindictive ways. There are really only two combatants behind all the scenes that play out on the Hill, Christ versus Satan. Regardless of political affiliation, everyone, including the media, works to some degree for one side or the other, Christ or Satan. It is not the intent of this study to provide an exhaustive listing of all of Satan's schemes, but what follows are four categories of satanic craftiness, cunning, and deception that you must be alert to and stand against. A. Secular humanism. 1. Same-sex marriage, homosexuality, gender neutrality, and abortion. All are Satan's perversion of God's beautiful creation of human beings whom he created in his image, both and only as man and woman. In addition, God created holy matrimony and procreation for and between husbands and wives. The LGBTQ movement is a satanic attack on core biblical truth. 2. Women's liberation. Satan knows that if he can get women out of their intended complementary role to their husbands, that he will own the next generation. And that is exactly what is happening in America today. Children desperately need their mom's nurturing so that they are not hooked by Satan's schemes. The women's liberation movement largely disconnects from God's plan for necessary child incubation, bonding, and catechism. 3. The new morality. New morality people are led to believe that they are their own judges of what is right and wrong. B. False religions. Satan also deceives people by entrapping them in false religions, those that appeal to their pride or systems that in essence declare that each is good enough to save him or herself. Similar to Satan's temptation of Adam and Eve, he has fashioned all false religions. 1. Islam 2. Works-based Christianity. 3. Christianity. Theological liberalism, aka the social gospel, is a huge scheme of the devil, a satanic manifestation of vast proportions rooted in DC today. Make no mistake, even though theological liberalism wears the name Christianity, it is far from what the Bible says is Christianity. It is a false religion masquerading as deceptively so as Christianity. It is not in any way Christian as defined by the Bible. See political ideologies, atheistic ideologies throughout the world. These are political schemes empowered by Satan that require godly political leadership to ascertain and defeat. America needs mature, in Christ, political leaders who can stand firm against such schemes of the devil.
Mature political leaders who stand against Satan, who focus their work against the devil. Is it any wonder that the Christian nationalists who now control the federal government are shutting down schools, closing scientific laboratories, placing law enforcement agencies under the control of religious zealots? Christian nationalists are taking America back to the era of witch hunts and religious inquisitions. And we know what the results of those campaigns for religious national purity lead to. From the Salem witch trials to the Spanish Inquisition, Christian nationalism has always led to campaigns of terror with torture and murder in the name of Jesus. Capital Ministries is setting the stage for religious violence, instructing government leaders that people who refuse to comply with Christian nationalism aren't even really human, having become minions of Satan who must be stopped at any cost. The Senate Majority Leader of the United States of America, John Thune, has decided that it's his job to fight Satan. There is no such thing as Satan, of course. There are no spirits or monsters out there. These are the thoughts of a child. Nonetheless, John Thune's Christian nationalist extremism poses a real danger. With American government striking out at invisible, imaginary evil spirits, real people who just want to live in freedom are going to get hurt.
You're a big fan of the Bible. That's your right. But 4 in 10 Americans don't believe what you do. Love Jesus, but I don't. Don't shove your Messiah down my throat until they come and take me away to that prison camp. I will say, stop Christian nationalism. Turns me off. Your God is a creep. I don't want your prayer. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism, a Christian.